The Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov says that Damascus has every right to push terrorists out of Idlib province. Lavrov said talks are underway to set up humanitarian corridors in Idlib province. The Russian Foreign Minister added that Moscow has no plans to hide its actions in Syria. Earlier on Thursday, Russia warned the West against a false flag operation to save terrorists in Idlib province. Damascus and Moscow have accused the terrorists of planning to launch a chemical attack in Idlib to provoke military action by the West against Syria. Joe Lombardo is united from the United National Anti-War Coalition, joins us from New York. Tell us what reasons there may be for the U.S. to strike Syria and for Russia to keep issuing this warning.
Well, the U.S. has no right to attack Syria. Syria has not invited the United States in there to try to get rid of the terrorists from its territory. And Syria has every right to try to rid its territory of terrorists. Every country has that right. Right to invite Russia in to help them.
There seems to be all indications that the U.S., based on the way that the news reports this, that the U.S. in a sense wants to save these terrorists. Why would the U.S. want to save terrorists for those who don't really follow Syria? Because that might sound something that they just can't actually understand.
Well, the terrorists in the United States have always had the same goal, and that goal was regime change, to get rid of the legitimate president of Syria, Bashar al-Assad. So now they don't want to see these terrorists thrown totally off of the territory. It's also given the United States an excuse to send missiles and planes, and it's given Israel and some of the U.S. allies to do the same into Syria to pursue their goal, which is regime change in Syria to make it a more friendly government towards the United States. And the danger that you mentioned in the report of a false flag operation is a very real danger. It's being discussed a lot in the United States among political activists. Because we've seen it many times before, and this is the last territory, one of the few territories.
We're having some problems here with you, Joe Lombardo. We apologize. Also apologize to you, the viewers. That was Joe Lombardo, United Nations National Anti-War Coalition from New York, talking there.